everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, February 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I received an email forwarded to me. I'm not going to disclose my source. That J.D. Glasser, the loser that lost to Christina Caramo to be chair of the Michigan Republican Party. The loser who scammed people for $99 to go to a Robert's Rules of Order training. That was a complete scam. He did not teach a crash course in Robert's Rules of Order. It was a complete put $99 in my pocket. This guy is a scumbag. His cell phone number is from California. The email from J.D. Glasser, 5th District Chair, by the way, he runs the 5th District of the Michigan Republican Party, sent out an email yesterday afternoon at 3:07. Subject line, threat of caucus disruption. Registration closed. Listen to their plan. To all. Unfortunately, there now has been a public call to disrupt the legitimate caucus that will be held on Saturday in Grand Rapids. I do not see indications of physical violence. Please do not be alarmed. Annoying, yes, but not dangerous. My hope is this will dissipate. In case it does not, we have put in place two factors. First, there will be registration check-in, which is now closed for credentialing per Chairman Pete Hoekstra. And the court order violation, which the threat is. So basically, Judge Rossi said if anybody threatens Pete Hoekstra and his little party in Grand Rapids, they're going to be in violation of a court order. He said the court order, which went into effect immediately yesterday, prevents people acting on behalf of the properly removed chair. We're not going to prevent or do anything regarding Christina Caramo. If people choose to show up at Grand Rapids, JD, they're there to vote for the delegates to get to go to the irrelevant RNC convention in Milwaukee in July, but most importantly, elect new members to the RNC National Committee Man and Committee Woman. Many delegates who wanted a caucus in Detroit did not send a credential list to Chairman Hoekstra for the Grand Rapids caucus. So they will not be granted access. If you didn't send your list to Hoekstra, you and your delegates and alternates are not going to be allowed into the party function in Grand Rapids. The following list includes 24 counties who will not be recognized for voting on Saturday in Grand Rapids because they chose not to submit their credential list to Chairman Pete Hoekstra. This should go a long way in preventing disruption. J.D. Glasser continues in his email from 3:07 yesterday. Second, I'm asking for more volunteers to be sergeant at arms. Point number one, be ready to escort people out of the building if they choose to be disruptive. So you basically decide, okay, the court order says it's got to be in Grand Rapids with Pete Hoekstra the chair. Fine, we'll go to Grand Rapids. It's only one problem. If you're from these 24 counties, you didn't give your list to Hoekstra. Therefore, they're not going to let you in. And somebody, most likely a district chair, will appoint proxies for you. Even district chairs that are no longer district chairs. Jack Bergman's puppet, Sue Aller, is telling people she's still the district chair of the first district. She's not. But yet, I can mark my words, Grand Rapids on Saturday morning, Sue Aller will be handing proxies in for the delegates that are excluding from Grand Rapids event because they didn't give the credential list, the voting delegates and alternates to Hoekstra, they only gave them to Caramo. So Sue Aller will be passing out proxies to replace you. He's telling people, the sergeant-at-arms, to stand at the registration desk and not let people into the room without lanyards, meaning the credential table have checked you in. They've given you a lanyard. If you don't have a lanyard, you're not going to be allowed in the room. Please arrive earlier than I stated on the previous Zoom meeting. See, they've been plotting and strategizing on a Zoom meeting prior to this email going out yesterday at 3:07. It would be appreciated if you were going to be a sergeant-at-arms that you wore a suit jacket. Not a suit, but just the suit jacket. We wanted to appear to be orderly and professional without intimidation. Sincerely, J.D. Glasser, 5th District Chair, the loser that lost to Christina. You following what's happening here? Now, here's the list of 24 counties in alphabetical order that did not submit their voting delegates and alternates to Hoekstra. They only gave them to Caramo. Alcona, Alger, Aranac, Charlevoix. Going to stop right there. My Antrim County is not on this list. I've got to talk to Marv Rubing, the chair of Antrim County. I think he may have submitted our list to both Christina Caramo and Hoekstra. But Alcona, Alger, Aranac, and Charlevoix didn't. They only gave them to Caramo. So the delegates from our listening area of Charlevoix, yeah, you're not going to be allowed in Grand Rapids. I continue. Dan Bonamy's own Crawford County, Delta Dickinson Gogebic in the UP, Gratiot, Huron, Iosco, Keweenaw, Roxanne Dufort's Mackinac County, Menominee, Meskaki, Mount Morenci, Oceana, Ogama, Oscoda, Ottawa, Presque Isle, Schoolcraft, and St. Clair. So if you guys, through this show today and tomorrow, find out that Dan Hartman was not successful in getting one convention in Detroit through the filings he filed in court yesterday appealing Judge Rossi's decision in the form of an emergency injunction relief request. If he does not succeed today or tomorrow, and you guys decide to go to Grand Rapids on Saturday morning, if you're from these 24 counties, you're not going to be allowed inside the building. Sue Aller will be passing out proxies for, let me look here in the first district off the top of my head, and if I leave some counties out, I apologize. Charlevoix, Delta, Dickinson, Gogebic, Keweenaw, Mackinac, Menominee, yep, up there in the UP, Meskaki, Mount Morenci, Oscoda, and Presque Isle. Oh, and Schoolcraft, right over there near Manistique in the UP. All those counties I just mentioned just now, from the first district, Sue Aller will be passing out proxies to vote for you. Who are they going to get? I don't know of anybody at all from those counties that she'll be appointing proxies to, because they won't be there. They'll be in Detroit. Oh, wait a minute. There's an exception to the rule that if you're absent at the convention, she can appoint anybody. You don't even have to live in the first district. That's how slimy these people are. Sue Aller, working in concert with Jack Bergman and the NRCC, is orchestrating all of this. And Jack Bergman, by the way, represents 36 out of 83 counties. Jack Bergman, one congressman, controls that many counties in the state of Michigan. 36 divided by 83, 43%. 43% of the counties. That number seems so high. 36 counties in the first district divided by 83 counties statewide. Yeah, 43.373. Almost half of the precinct delegates are from Jack Bergman's district. And he is working directly with the NRCC, who gave money to Christina Caramo. And when she said, no, I'm not going to give that money to who you tell me to give it to, we as a committee will vote on it and we will give it to who we want. Immediately, all of this crap started to happen. And folks, you know when this happened? When Kevin McCarthy was leaving as Speaker of the House. How long has Mike Johnson been the Speaker? Downstate Kim, if you're listening, can you look that up for me? Phyllis, how long has Kevin McCarthy been gone as Speaker? How long? Very, very, very interesting that soon as she said, no, McCarthy, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. That's money laundering. I'm not going to be part of it. Did all this crap start? Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back. We'll get to your text messages.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Well, Chris beat Downstate Kim and Phyllis to the research. Thank you, Chris. Mike Johnson has been the speaker, folks, since October 25th last year. October 25th. Kevin McCarthy, the outgoing speaker through the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee. It's a PAC, sent $263,000 to Christina Caramo for her to deposit into the Michigan Republican Party's checking account. The real Michigan Republican Party checking account. She took the check, she deposited it, or had the treasurer do it. And with the check came strings. McCarthy informing Christina, this is who the money should go to. I believe one was Tom Barrett and the other one was John James. I've had conflicting reports about who they wanted the money to go to. Dan Bonomi, the chair of Crawford County, the newly elected by state committee members to be Caramo's vice chair, co-chair, replacing Melinda Pago, said on this show this week that it was supposed to go to Tom Barrett. I'm not really sure. I don't really care. The bottom line is, Christina said, no, we're not going to do what you tell us to do. It's money laundering for you to send us money and then tell us what to do with it. You have to understand the process. The money goes to the state party. The state party then has a committee, and they vote on where the money's going to go. They don't do what the puppet master wants them to do. So what happens? They hire attorneys, Warner, Norcross, and Judd, and they take you to court. And they judge shop, and they make sure that they get a bought and paid for judge. Mike from Willow Run Tea Party just sent me a portion of his campaign finance report for being a judge. In the next hour, I'm going to read the names. I believe the first 12 or 13 names, last name, all the same. DeVos, Secchia, Hoekstra, all these people, I call them the West Side Mafia of Grand Rapids area, who've been controlling the Michigan Republican Party for decades, all donated to this judge, bought and paid for. I'll do it in the next hour. Here's the point. You have to understand, these people make money off of the Michigan Republican Party. It's that simple. They make money off of it. They make a living off of the Michigan Republican Party. Solanuses, all of these scumbags, they do not produce a product, a good, or a service to feed their family. Their business, Michigan Republican Party politics. You have to understand something, people. Christina Caramo and us patriots put a stop to that. We ended the Good Old Boys Network here in Michigan, and they don't like it. John Yob lost millions of dollars this past year because Christina Caremma would not pay him the consulting fee to be the party's consultant. They didn't rent that dinosaur building at 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing across from the Capitol because nobody goes there. Everybody works from home. The China virus taught us one thing very, very well. Zoom meetings, team meetings, Clout Hub. I got a couple of questions regarding proxies. Denise Smith down in Genesee County, the Trump store. According to convention rules, they can't use proxies at convention. That only applies to county conventions. State conventions follow Michigan Republican Party state bylaws where proxies are allowed. That's how they were able to get proxies at the Commerce Township meeting to vote Christina out on January 6th. It was a function of the state party's state committee. So that's the same question Phyllis had. Are proxies allowed at conventions? Yes. Absolutely. At state conventions, not county. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. Rod says these counties need to put up billboards around the counties telling the people that Jack silenced their vote. Oh, believe you me, I happen to know a radio talk show host that talks to a large portion of the first district, and they're going to find out what Jack Bergman colluded with the NRCC and Sue Allard to do. Chairman of Sheboygan County Republican Party, Rick Selva. He just found out Stu Foster is not going to credential the delegates from Sheboygan County. I asked him, did you send your list to Hoekstra? And he said no. He only sent them to Caremma. Well, J.D. screwed up and left Sheboygan County out of this list of absolutely disenfranchised counties that will not be allowed to vote and send their duly elected precinct delegates as voting delegates and alternates to Grand Rapids. Joining the list now is Sheboygan County. I just got it reported in live from the chairman. We got more comments coming in. I'll get to all your text messages. Second hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom